The Securities and Exchange Commission has given chief executives of more than 600 major corporations until Wednesday to certify that their company's earnings statements are accurate. It's an attempt to make investors feel more confident about buying stocks following the recent string of accounting scandals at companies like Enron and WorldCom. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
When Enron collapsed in bankruptcy last year, Chairman Kenneth Lay professed almost complete ignorance about what had happened. Lay said he hadn't known anything about the questionable accounting maneuvers that had happened under his watch. It's a claim that's been repeated by other corporate executives this year, as one company after another has acknowledged major accounting improprieties. But after this week, it's a claim that executives can no longer make, says SEC spokesman John Nestor.
This puts the burden on them. This order requires the CEOs to personally review the reports that they've submitted and attest that they are both accurate and complete. The excuse, I didn't know someone else worked on that, I was a big picture guy, none of those excuses work anymore.
The new SEC regulation requires top executives to vouch personally for their company's books. One of the first to comply was Les Moomaw, president and CEO of the Wisconsin-based company Fiserv, which sells data processing systems to banks and other financial firms.
You now are signing a document. It's a one-page document, quite simple, that states very clearly that to best of my knowledge and the best of our chief financial officer's knowledge, our books fairly represent the performance of the company.
The requirement applies only to about 600 of the largest corporations right now, but eventually all publicly traded companies will have to comply. How much this regulation will accomplish is unclear. Henry Hugh, who teaches corporate and securities law at the University of Texas, believes the regulation will make suing corrupt companies easier. Right now, he says CEOs can be successfully sued by shareholders only if it can be proven they were directly involved in what happened. Just being around at the time, something the law calls aiding and abetting a crime, isn't enough.
If you have the CEO and the CFO personally certifying these reports, they would have a much tougher time trying to argue in terms of securities fraud that they were merely aiders and abettors. It makes it much easier for private plaintiffs' attorneys to go after the CEO and the CFO as being primary violators.
Others are more skeptical. They note that companies already have to file earnings statements with the SEC. Those statements are usually signed by the company's CEO, who faces possible jail time for misstating earnings. Former federal prosecutor Dan Richman says CEOs who are already violating securities law probably wouldn't be deterred by having to sign one more document.
Certainly any CEO or any CFO who is engaged in some sort of cooking of the books could have been prosecuted before, was subject to civil liability before. We did not need this statute and this new rule to get him.
But Les Moomaw of Fiserv says the explicit language in this letter makes it different from other SEC documents.
The difference here was, as they made it very clear, that if in fact your financials are misrepresented, and I had knowledge that they should have been restated, there's a 15-year jail term now tied to it.
Moomaw likes the new regulation and has even asked the CFOs of his company's four divisions to sign a similar document. If nothing else, he says, seeing CEOs go through this exercise could help persuade a nervous investing public that it can trust the markets.
Right now, we've got an issue, and the issue is in the press every time you pick up a paper. And we've got to get over that. We've got to renew confidence, and I think it'll serve that purpose. I really believe at least it'll be a piece of the puzzle.
But there is also some risk that the regulation could backfire. The recent parade of accounting scandals is widely seen as a big factor in the long decline in stock prices this year. As companies re-examine their books, it could smoke out new problems that have been concealed until now, and that could further undermine investors' faith in the markets. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.